I'm Nick Spitzer. You're listening to Shortcuts from American Roots, a sneak peek at our upcoming show. To hear the full program, join me at AmericanRoots.org. American GI Rick DeLisle spun records for Armed Forces Network during the Cold War. He signed up for the military at 17 to escape life in Milwaukee. In 1978, he was transferred to West Berlin. Rick's rock broadcast made him a hero, especially among the East German audience, who risked punishment to hear the electrifying sounds coming out of the West.
They said, well, we have an opening in Berlin. And I go, Berlin, okay, that's pretty cool. Yeah, I'll go there. Let's try it. Let's see what happens. And so I drove through East Germany, seeing a communist with an AK-47 behind every tree. And there were lots of them. And Berlin was populated by people who were looking for a place where they could live on the edge.
So there's a lot of hipsters and bohemians.
Oh, okay. And the coolest thing was they all got along with each other. That means I could go into the slums of Berlin to see a concert in the basement of a bombed out building. And nobody really cared. They knew I was a GI. But now it's like nighttime. Let's have a beer and watch David Bowie and Iggy Pop.
I am a passenger, and I ride, and I ride through the city backsides, I see the stars come out of the sky, yeah, the bright and hollow sky, you know it looks so good tonight.
The AFN studios in Berlin were in a villa that used to belong to von Ribbentrop, who was the finance minister for Hitler. When I got here in the late 70s, it still had the original furniture and stuff.
It's a Third Reich furnished radio station.
Yeah, absolutely.
The idea of Armed Forces or American Forces radio network was initially to entertain troops and keep them informed, but it seems to me that you had an enormous effect on the consciousness of the Germans towards freedom, culture, America.
AFRTS refers to it as the shadow audience. It's people who always listen, but you're not broadcasting for them. I tend to meet a lot of people who used to listen to AFN. And they'd go, man, you guys were really the voice of freedom. Life was hard all around me, but I could lock myself up in my room and turn on the radio. It sort of smells like America, the thoughts of Highway 66, the idea that, hey, there's something out there, and never thinking they'd ever get a chance to see it.
Well, if you ever plan to motor west, Jack, take my way, it's the highway that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66. Well, it winds from Chicago.
What were your sentiments as we moved towards the moment when the wall came down, and how did you feel when that happened?
When it came down, I was crying like everybody else. This was a monster. Nobody ever thought this would ever happen. And I mean, we thought at the radio station, we were broadcasting to people we would never see in our life. I watched on television in the news where Gunter Schabowski from the East German government said, as of tomorrow, you'll be able to go across the border. I got to the radio station, there were no parking spaces. And then I went, those are East German cars. What the hell's going on here? And I walked into the radio station, and it was full of East Germans who, when they came across the wall, didn't go downtown Berlin. They came to the radio stations.
To meet the hosts.
Yeah.
To meet the invisible people.
Yes.
Who had touched their lives with the music. What'd they say to you? Did you sign autographs? I mean, what was it like for
you? Yeah. And you have to remember, if you got caught listening to us, you went to jail. So these people actually had to risk something to listen to us. Now that's a commitment.
Back in the USSR, don't matter where you are, all we need is music, sweet music. There'll be music everywhere.
Rick, I want to thank you for speaking with me here on American Roots and being on the radio.
Hey, thank you. It's an old guy like me loves to tell long stories.
For American Roots Shortcuts, I'm Nick Spitzer. To hear more, join me Saturdays at 7 and Sundays at 6 on WWNO. or listen at AmericanRoots.org.